Toronto Zoomer Radio playing the original greatest hits. And Fred Astaire, yeah, Cheek to Cheek. That song was on the Queen's Top 10 playlist when she celebrated her 90th birthday in 2016. So, of course, we played it here this morning. You're listening to a special edition of The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Our guest, the Honorable David Onley, former Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, carrying out most of the monarch's constitutional and ceremonial duties here in the province between 2007 and 2014. Thanks for being with us.
It's a real pleasure.
Mr. Onley, you met the Queen as a child and then, of course, much later as Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, and we do want to hear about those times. But perhaps first you could just reflect for us on how you're feeling on the Queen's passing.
Well, I would say, like many other people, a sense of sadness, but that is quickly overtaken by a high regard for the accomplishments that she had and the affection that she had for Canada, over 22 visits to this country. And, you know, when you see that and ponder that, you come to regard her with the highest degree of affection. I think that's true for most people, and a true sense of loss, but also a high regard for someone who over seven decades came to this country to stand for the best that we are.
Speak to us about your personal reflections. You met Her Majesty, as Janie was mentioning, a couple of times, but 2008, you were a grown-up. And so we want to know, how did she strike you, and what's your best memory of that time?
Well, I would say the best memory was the first visit, frankly, at Buckingham Palace. I mean, who gets to be invited to Buckingham Palace? And even as my wife and I entered through the doorway leading from the parking area, there was like this pinch me moment of, what are we doing here? And it's just a normal reaction. And then when we went into the anteroom, we were guided there, by the way, we went into the anteroom, the chief aide-de-camp to the Queen started to explain what the steps were, if you will, as we were getting ready to go in. And we had to wait because the new German ambassador was presenting his credentials. And then the double doors into the room where we would be going opened up, and out came the ambassador. And at that moment, everything that the aide-de-camp was saying just sort of got blurred out, because there was the ambassador, but there behind him was the Queen. And so my wife, Ruth Ann, just said to him, she just kind of stopped him. She said, "Oh, Andy, could you please repeat everything? I didn't hear a word you said." And I felt that too. So it was explained to us that wait until the Queen starts the conversation. And, so I went, okay, that's what we'll do. You just come in and start jabbering away. So we got there, coming into the suite, and there was the Queen, and my wife just immediately started to talk to her. And my reaction was, wait a minute, we were just told not to start, but she started off by saying, "Your Majesty, what a beautiful diamond brooch you were wearing."
I love it.
Which was a maple leaf brooch. And, of course, she was wearing it as, she's visiting or seeing us as Canadians. And she just said, "Oh, thank you." She said, "This belonged to my mother for the 1939 royal visit." And so that broke the ice immediately. And then the Queen took the chair that Ruth was to sit on and moved it a little bit closer to hers and fluffed the pillow for her. And there, too, I'm just sitting on my scooter because of my disability, and I'm going, "Well, wait a minute, I'm the Lieutenant Governor." occupied the conversation. And so we just sat down and continued on. And I was, really struck by the Queen's friendliness. It's like we're, best buds, if you will. Now, the thing is that the night before, the federal election of 2008 had been held, and that was the one where Stephen Harper won a very significant government majority, and the Liberals were really quite badly beaten. And the Queen said very early on in our conversation, "Now, I understand that you have a federal election coming up, And the thought whipped through my mind, oh, wait a minute, she has not been briefed about this event, at least not fully. And I thought, now, how do you answer the Queen and tell her she's wrong, that it's been, that it was actually held last night? So I did the only logical thing. I just agreed with her. And I said, yes, Your Majesty. And in fact, I have the results for you.
Oh, beautiful.
And I thought this was so unbelievably cool. Here it was, her representative coming overseas to give her the results. And when she heard that the Liberals had been so badly beaten, it was one of their worst defeats ever, she just wrinkled her brow and said, oh, well, that's quite something, isn't it? And I said, yes, it was. And then we just started a chat about the hows and whys of this tremendous defeat or tremendous victory, depending on how you looked at it. And, you know, it was just one of those moments. As I've said to other people, in my recollection, it took me back to when I was in grade 10, and there was a history book about the monarchy. And one of the pictures, a sketch drawing, was of some Canadian representative on a sailing ship going back to Britain to brief the monarch on events going on in the colony. And I just thought, well, here I am, but I've flown across the Atlantic Ocean, and now it's my turn to give the monarch a briefing.
Amazing. Yeah. You know what? It's so incredible to hear your stories and firsthand having been in front of her and to have formed this special relationship with her. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, a distinct pleasure. Thank you so very much.
The Honorable David Onley, former Lieutenant Governor of Ontario.